Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Mike Vieira and Alina Levon from Sitka High School, here to talk about the CTE program and its work experience and internship aspects, the CTE program being the current technical education program. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, Mike, we'll start with you just for a quick overview, since you're kind of a little bit of the ringleader over at Sitka High School for the CTE program.
Sure.
What is this program? Is it a specific course or just an aspect of opportunities at the high school? What is this program?
Yeah, CTE, Career and Technical Education, was, when we were in school, probably referred to as vocational education. And there's been a shift in that kind of terminology to really accentuate the fact that it's, the combination of stringent, high expectation academics with hands-on experience in technical fields. So we are offering as many courses as we can in areas that we feel like are in demand. And so there's always a kind of a three-legged stool that we look at. Is it a highly technical area that needs training? Is it a high demand by local industry? And then is there a high wage that, students that go through that program can end up earning a livable wage to live in their community? And so if it meets those criteria, we want to invest in it and make sure that we're giving students an opportunity to get through and local industries an opportunity to get trained employees that are ready to go to work.
Awesome. So for the two aspects of this program that students can participate in, we have the, as you're explaining before we went on air, we had the work experience aspect of it, which students who have a job that can fulfill this kind of, you could get credits for it so they can earn money on one part of it and then with a little extra legwork actually earn credits while they're earning money as well?
Absolutely. So think, your baristas, your students working at C-Mart, students that already have a job. We have students working with excavation companies, thinking about getting their CDL. And they've already got a job and they want some time to work during the day. And we'll say, yeah, we'll give you some credit for that, but you're also going to do this, this, and this, mm-hmm. right, to get a little learning out of it and document that you've got some learning. So it's a great opportunity. I think it's a great opportunity for employers to get access to some affordable labor during the time of the year when it's hard to find that. And the trade-off there is that these employers are going to invest in these kids and make them more employable adults. So they have to sit down and set some learning goals over the course of the semester and have a conversation with their boss and say, are these things that are realistic for me to do? And, they're not just going to be doing the same mundane tasks over and over, but they're going to actually be invested in by their employers to become a more employable person at the end of the semester.
Awesome. And then the other side of this program is the internship program, which that's what you're a part of, Alina, is not necessarily making money, but shadowing some sort of industry in town to get a behind-the-scenes look, a more intimate look at this particular industry as a way to kind of see if you want to get a job in that particular field. So yeah. Alina, what is it that you are currently interning with?
So I currently participate in a PT internship at one of the clinics here, and I do a job shadow where I follow therapists, they teach me as I go, kind of just hanging out with the patients, talking. They walk me through what they're doing. They explain why they're doing things. I just hang out with them for the most part.
All right. So what brought you to want to do this the CTE program to take on this internship aspect of it versus just take another class at the high school?
Right. So I've taken many CTE classes as I've been at Sitka High School. I've taken all the stuff in the metal shop. I've taken construction, woodworking, music. I've taken a lot of CTE courses, and I like working with my hands. But I found myself this year needing a fifth period, and I couldn't have an open period, so I had to find a way to fill it. And they suggested taking an internship, and so I found my way there, got in line with the clinic, and it's been smooth sailing ever since.
Awesome. So why physical therapy as the career to take this internship with?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go into the medical field. It has always fascinated me from like a young age. My mother and my grandma knew. They were like, she's going to go be a doctor and be amazing. But as a high school student, I'm also a high school athlete, and I play volleyball and softball. And so throughout the 4 years, I've worked very closely with our athletic trainer at the school. And that kind of inspired me to go more rehab style. And then further on that, I was very interested in actually, I watched a lot of medical shows. So I was interested in prosthetic physical therapy for a really long time. And so then I kind of, that guided me away from the sports medicine and more into like rehab services. So then through that, I found physical therapy, and that's the way to get there.
All right.
And I think I should just take an opportunity to mention that athletic trainer, Carolyn Black, who's an employee of Surge. They allow her to spend a lot of her workday at the high schools. And she's inspired lots of students to pursue careers in medical, but also just, you know, kept our student athletes healthy and on the court and on the field and on the floor. And our Sagai is definitely indebted to Carolyn Black for all of that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, yeah, shout out to Carolyn Black then. Yeah, not only for making sure students, like you're saying, stay healthy and patched up, but also for learning opportunities. So mm-hmm. you might be the next Carolyn Black of
possibly.
Coming. So, yeah. So how has it been? You said you watch a lot of medical dramas. You've had this long, long-standing fascination with the medical field, with getting into like rehab and physical therapy.
Yeah.
How has it been seeing it, you know, not on a TV, actually in person, the real day to day? How has that changed your view on things? Has that reinforced or maybe a little like seeing the light of like, ooh, is this what I want to do? How has your reaction been?
No, it's definitely reinforced it. I have enjoyed every single moment I've been there. It was a little slow start, but like once I've gotten in, I come out with smiles every day. It is so, it's amazing to work with all these people, and all they have different levels of experience, and they just like give me all the information, and like I truly enjoy it. It has been so fun to just hang out with all of them and learn from them, and it has definitely just reinforced the idea that I'm going into physical therapy, and I'm happy about it.
Awesome. So to make this part of your, you know, getting credit for it, you said they are answering any questions you may have. They're walking you through their day.
Yeah.
At the end of it, is there any like final paper you have to write or like reflection you have to say of like in summation, you know, this was my experience. What is there any sort of capstone you have to do to
So I do sign have off? A lot some requirements for to get the credit. Like I don't just get to go and just get all the hours. I have side assignments that I have to do, write a little journal entry type deal, log my hours, write a summary at the end of the semester. Like there's definitely some assignments that I have to do, but for the most part, it's just getting the hands-on experience, logging the hours, working with the physicians.
Awesome. And what an amazing experience, like to put on your resume. Like,
oh, yeah.
When you're applying to schools and say like, oh no, I truly want to do the, you know, this pre-med or, you know, medical route. I've been there. I've looked at it. This is for real. I was thinking, Mike, what you were a story of yourself you had, we were talking about before we went on air of you had hopes and dreams of maybe going into the medical route, and this sort of internship had a different reaction than what Alina had.
Yeah, I think these experiences are important to give the Alinas of the world the chance to really figure out what they're excited about. But I think it's also an opportunity for students to figure out some reality of maybe what they're not excited about. And I had a class when I was a senior, it's called Health Occupations, and we got to shadow, I think, 10 different careers over the course of the semester. And one of those weeks was spent at the vet clinic, and I got to watch an animal get neutered, and I just about passed out. And I can remember just being nauseous, and I have a weak stomach for that stuff. So it was real clear, like immediately I was done with my thought that maybe I was going to go into some type of medicine and pivoted. So I think it's important for students to have that opportunity too. And we've had that. We've had students that have done internships over the last little bit that are like, yep, that was a great semester. I really enjoyed my opportunity, but I don't want to do that. And so they've pivoted and they're thinking new thoughts, which what a great way to do that without spending $50,000 for 1 year of school, right, to figure that out.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely a good way to do that. Because all knowledge is it's worth having. It's worth having that information to know more about yourself to make when you are spending big sums of money, make it truly worth your while of something you are going to really really truly value and put to good use, instead of, like you're saying, going down a track you're eventually going to say,
yeah,
oh boy.
And I mean, this is a stressful time of life for students in Alina's age range. Like, every adult in her life is asking her, what are you going to do next year, right? And where are you going to go, and what are you going to study? And, you know, sometimes these kids will just spit out an answer, just like, leave me alone, don't ask me anymore. But the reality is, I don't know, right? I'm 17, I'm 18, leave me alone. I'm going to try to figure it out. But this gives them a chance to, like, at least check one thing off the box. Like, yes, I really am interested in that. Or no, on to the next thing. In a very non, kind of, not a lot to risk. So we're excited about that. And then, of course, the main goal is that we're trying to really create, you know, people who are employable in our area. We want industries in town that need employees to have employees that are highly skilled and able to do that. So, you know, the dream is that Alina goes off and gets that, and maybe one day ends up back here with when I'm like 65 and I need some physical therapy to be able to walk up and down my stairs, and she can help me.
That is the dream, truly. So if there are other students who are, you know, looking to fill an open spot in their schedule, or are looking to see, I would like a little preview of before I go to school, go to college and spend money on a career path, if they want to take this little, I don't know, peek behind the curtain, how would they go about finding a way into this internship program? Are there specific types of industry, like, you know, places to be filled in, or is it kind of a little more tailored to the student of, if they say, I'm interested in going into medicine or into culinary or into engineering, that they, you guys can kind of work with the students to make this kind of matchmaking happen?
Yeah, the answer to all that is yes. We would consider this a developing program. I've just taken this over in the last 2 years. And so we are trying to really fill in holes in kids' schedules, like Alina said. And we have kids serving internships on the Coast Guard base this year, in different parts of the base, some with pilots, some with the mechanics, some with the culinary group over there. We have kids serving in our own food service program. I have a kid that's working out at Birch Equipment, learning how to be a, you know, mechanic out there and really helping them with some of their needs. We've had students work in early childhood ed with ventures. And so it's a wide range of opportunities. And we are constantly looking for employers out there who might want to host a student, you know, with the idea that you're really going to be investing in the student and trying to make them a more employable person at the end of the semester. So I think it's only limited by our imagination, and we are very interested in having employers work with students and having our community involved in the education of our students and making them an employable person.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation.
And
all around.
If a parent is listening and they're like, this sounds great, how do I get my kid involved? I would say contact me, and we can talk through any idea out there for an internship or work experience spot in your student schedule for next year.
Awesome. So just, get in contact to the high school, ask for Mike Vieira, and
for sure,
magic is on its way.
We'll do our best
for making an internship or work experience partnership happen. Because, like you're saying, it's the limit is your own creativity.
And it's really rewarding to see the lights turn on in kids' eyes. These experiences are really their passions in a lot of ways. And so it's a chance for you to see a kid really get excited about their own education, because they're taking some ownership of it, and they're getting to decide how they spend their time and what they do. And, you know, that's the goal of every educator, is to give kids the tools so that they can then apply it to what they are passionate about. And this is a chance to do all that.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning, talking about the CTE program, the current technical education program through Sitka High School. Mike Vieira and Alina Levon, thanks so much for coming in to share this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.